says it will take the issue to the Supreme Court in an effort to keep the stores closed. As of this Sunday, most of the major shopping centers in London, many supermarkets and many shops of all kinds will have open for business signs in their windows. So what's going to happen now? John Bowles looks at the next step in the Sunday shopping saga.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough that drive you crazy if you let it.
As of this Sunday, the workaday world will become an all-week affair. You'll be able to buy just about anything you want on any day you want to. But at what cost? Ron Logan of Patton's Place is a longtime opponent of Sunday shopping. He's even taken out newspaper ads condemning the idea. He predicts we'll all end up paying more for it. And he charges Sunday shopping will hurt businesses like his.
Well, the main reason is that we have professional staff who are trained on product knowledge. They're in here 3 times a week in the early in the morning to get product knowledge from suppliers about their product. And there's no way that we can bring in part-time people to sell people on furniture and appliances because the people coming in to buy wish and require knowledge about that product.
What's going to happen down the road, though?
I guess if everybody opens, we'll have no choice but to open. We're not going to open this coming Sunday. We're hoping that the major retailers will not, and we'll stay along with them as long as we can.
But it's just a matter of time, I guess, for the domino effect before somebody else sees somebody down the road getting business on a Sunday and somebody else opens somebody else before it's a wide open marketplace, is it?
I'm afraid you're right, John, and I think that will probably be the outcome. But we'll take each one as they come, each Sunday as they come, and we'll try not to open. But if they all open, we have no choice but to open.
What kind of an impact do you see to the business market down the road in terms of some of the smaller operators or in terms of some of the bigger operators? Do you see some changes in the way business is done in the province?
Yes, I really believe that the smaller stores will not be able to afford to have this kind of, like, they won't be competitive to the major chains. Take, for example, the food stores, the little variety store who we went to on Sunday to get the extra can of milk or whatever it may be. They'll go to the supermarket where the price will be lower. So I think we'll find some of those little places closing up.
And for the rest of the business community, we'll just have to raise prices, or how will they deal with it?
Well, our overhead's going to go up because of the extra day, and we're going to, I think the outcome will be, we'll be competitive to everybody else, but everybody else have the same problem. They're going to have to raise prices, I believe, to overcome the extra burden.
So people might have more convenience in their minds in being able to shop on Sunday, but sooner or later they're going to pay for it.
What amazes me, John, is that the surveys in the United States where they are open on Sunday and plazas and so forth, that the dollar per year does not improve in the business, but the days, like Sunday's a very busy day, whereas we have Monday a very busy day. So, and then the Monday's a very slow day in the U.S. because of the fact they're open on Sunday. And I guess people have to be entertained and they feel shopping is entertainment. I don't know, but everybody has X amount of disposable income, as you do and I do. And whether you do it on Sunday or Monday, I think we need a day of pause.
Robert Metz is president of the London-based Freedom Party, which has fought long and hard for Sunday shopping. He doesn't foresee any harm coming from opening up the stores.
Well, certainly the experience of jurisdictions that have Sunday shopping today, whether in Canada or in the United States, it would indicate that we can't expect a big upheaval in most people's family lives. I think for the most part, if you're away from tourist zones or very heavily populated areas, you'll find that Sunday shopping will still remain a matter of choice. And most places that open will open for reduced hours, say noon to 5 or noon to 6. Which is when the market is there. I mean, that's what we're responding to here, is what the public wants. And the public wants, and the way it's illustrating its wants right now, is through its actions. And that's where all the pressure for Sunday shopping is coming from, despite all the opposition you may hear about. And even sometimes despite what you hear people say about shopping themselves, you'll find them out on the street Sunday afternoon shopping somewhere.
Do you expect London to go that route too? Do you think many Londoners will, from what you know of them, do you think many Londoners will take advantage of the opportunity?
Well, I certainly think some will and some won't, but I would imagine the majority might try to get in on the Sunday action. In the long term, as they discover where their market lies, they may think that it may be more apropos to close on some other day of the week or reduce hours on some other day of the week. Certainly, there's nothing inherent in not having a Sunday shopping law that's going to threaten anyone with any fines or jail sentences based on the hours they choose for their own place of employment or store. So that's the critical difference here. The choice is still with the store owner if he wants to open or close.
Do you look at this as a victory for the Freedom Party or a victory for freedom?
Well, certainly a victory for freedom up to the point of the pending court challenge in the Supreme Court of Canada. I think we have to realize here that Ontario's Sunday shopping laws have a lot in common with Quebec's language laws. Both laws were justifiable on the basis that the majority has the right to overrule the rights of the individual, in this case specific property rights, the freedom of association. And also, both laws, in a sense, they do violate private property rights. And we have to be prepared. Do our rights mean anything in the Constitution, or don't they? As it stands right now, thank goodness, there is some weight to that clause in the Constitution that defends our rights. But we'll have to wait until the final appeal to see where it will ultimately stand.
Do you think it's an important law to a lot of people, from your reading of how Londoners feel? Are they whipped up about this one way or the other?
Whipped up is not a word I would use to describe most people's feelings about Sunday shopping laws in Ontario. I would say if you talk to the average person in the street, realistically, he doesn't really care that much one way or the other. Who we generally hear from are the intense lobby groups, people that feel they have an interest at stake in the Sunday shopping debate. When ultimately I think it'll even prove to their advantage in the long term to have this choice. And I think most church leaders will realize their flocks have not disappeared on Sundays. It certainly hasn't been the case anywhere where Sunday shopping is allowed. And I'm sure that accounts for the reason why in many jurisdictions Sunday shopping is only an afternoon affair, because they know the market's not there. The people are still going to churches. They are still doing their normal Sunday activities. So I don't expect to see a revolution in that sense.
We'll know within 48 hours how Londoners will react, but it will take years to determine the real effects. I'm John Bowles, Monitor at Large.